With SDPB News, I'm Patrick Williams. A drinking water notice has been issued for the Pine Ridge area after repairs to the water lines. Work completed on Monday led to a loss of pressure in the local water and sewer system. That pressure drop could lead to issues including fecal contamination or other disease-causing bodies entering the water system. Tribal President Frank Starr comes out, issued a boil water advisory for the area. While the advisory is for all residents, it's especially pertinent to infants, young children, the elderly, or those with compromised immune systems. Residents are advised to use bottled water or boil their water before using it for drinking, cooking, washing dishes, or brushing teeth. Any water used should be kept at a rolling boil for at least 3 minutes to kill bacteria. The state Supreme Court heard the latest round of arguments connected to the Hideaway Hills neighborhood Wednesday. In 2020, a sinkhole rendered many of the newly purchased homes unlivable. SDPB's CJ Keen reports.
The Hideaway Hills neighborhood in Black Hawk, a suburb of Rapid City, was built on an old gypsum mine. That mine collapsed, and 13 homes in the brand new neighborhood were eventually evacuated due to instability. Previously, the courts had ruled against the Hideaway Hills homeowners, and this class action suit is against the state of South Dakota for damages. Now, in oral arguments before the Supreme Court, a group of homeowners represented by Matthew Hughes says the state failed to do its due diligence in the mine's management. In turn, Hughes says the state is liable for homes that are now essentially unsellable.
Unrebutted expert testimony says that the cause of the subsidence and the collapse in Hideaway Hills is the state's infusion of gypsum backfill into this property. That went unrebutted by any expert testimony by the other side. And they admitted in their summary judgment briefing below that for the purposes of this motion, this backfill is everywhere we claim that it is.
Namely, the homeowners claim that critical backfill is located under every single impacted home in Hideaway Hills. On the other side, the defense says the state does dispute the facts of that expert. Tara Larson represents the state.
That is absolutely incorrect, as a matter of fact. The state definitely does, and their own experts specifically said, and it's on record 5, page 204, which they allege we incorrectly cited, but we did not. They specifically said that the underground mine would have collapsed with or without the state's mining.
The court is expected to return a decision in coming weeks. Complete oral arguments can be heard online at sd.net. I'm SDPB's CJ Keen.
The trial of Joseph Hoke, who is charged with the 2024 murder of 59-year-old Moody County Deputy Sheriff Ken Prorock, has been moved. That trial and jury selection will now take place in Rapid City in September of 2026. At a hearing in Flandreau last week, the court agreed to move the trial. This is usually done to ensure a fair trial when local juries have likely heard of the alleged crime. In a statement, Attorney General Marty Jackley says he's prepared to try the case in Pennington County, and prosecution considers any defendant's constitutional rights at trial. Governor Larry Roden has rescinded 151 old executive orders from his predecessors. In a statement, the prioritized orders were described as either no longer essential to operation of the executive branch, permanently codified into law, or used to establish task forces or committees that aren't active anymore. The governor's office describes the orders as no longer necessary. Further, the governor writes power comes from the consent of the governed and advocated for careful use of the unilateral power. The first hyperscale data center in Sioux Falls is now one step closer to becoming a reality. The city council unanimously approved to annex the land for the data center's development. That means the land is officially within city limits and the owner, LA-based company Gemini Capital, is required to foot the bill on extending utilities to the site. Some city councilors questioned if the city would be stuck paying for the lot if Gemini walked away, but the city said any future property owner would get a notice that they are responsible for future water, sewer, and road improvements. In August, a representative for the company said the next steps of the process would be working through the zoning process after annexation to make the data center a reality. The 160-acre lot is on the far southeast side of Sioux Falls. Details on the type of data center Gemini intends to build have not yet been released. Today's students are tomorrow's teachers. At least that's the hope of Educators Rising, a group that offers high schoolers a chance to explore a career in education. A record number of students attended the annual Learning Expo on Wednesday. SDPB's Jackson Dirks checks in.
High school students from 23 South Dakota school districts gathered at Dakota State University in Madison for the annual Educators Rising Learning Expo. Events like these are a step towards shrinking national and local teacher shortages. In one session at the expo, students are learning different skills through an escape room by attempting to crack the code of 5 separate locks attached to a safe. The session is led by Betsy Chamber, an assistant professor at DSU and former middle school science teacher. She says utilizing the escape room was a sneaky way to engage students, but more importantly, a tool to teach them what being an educator is like.
We are always problem solving. We always have to think creatively about not only our content and our lesson strategies, but just different students have different abilities and how do we reach those students and help move the needle for all of the kids. We also talk a little bit about we want the students to be actively engaged. Sitting and listening to a teacher is maybe not the best method for learning.
She says when the students are on campus, it gives DSU and Educators Rising the opportunity to share some of the positives of teaching because students often hear the negatives.
Mainly just showing them that I really love what I do. Sometimes we can all in any job see what the hard parts are, and every job has hard parts, and in this job there's also equally really great parts. So we really try to focus on building their content, building their methods. How do we teach? How do we get the students engaged in a way that they want to learn, that they like to be there? And then we focus on then strategy specific to the age group and specific to the content area.
This year's expo had a record 177 high school students and 24 educators registered.
I got it. Oh, we got another.
Yay! MSDPB's Jackson Dirks in Madison.
This week's Your Morning in Play previews an upcoming SDPB feature from Armour, where a high school cross-country team demonstrates the value of athletics beyond the wins and losses.
The Hideaway Hills neighborhood in Black Hawk, a suburb of Rapid City, was built on an old gypsum mine. That mine collapsed, and 13 homes in the brand new neighborhood were eventually evacuated due to instability. Previously, the courts had ruled against the Hideaway Hills homeowners, and this class action suit is against the state of South Dakota for damages. Now, in oral arguments before the Supreme Court, a group of homeowners represented by Matthew Hughes says the state failed to do its due diligence in the mine's management. In turn, Hughes says the state is liable for homes that are now essentially unsellable.
Unrebutted expert testimony says that the cause of the subsidence and the collapse in Hideaway Hills is the state's infusion of gypsum backfill into this property. That went unrebutted by any expert testimony by the other side. And they admitted in their summary judgment briefing below that for the purposes of this motion, this backfill is everywhere we claim that it is.
Namely, the homeowners claim that critical backfill is located under every single impacted home in Hideaway Hills. On the other side, the defense says the state does dispute the facts of that expert. Tara Larson represents the state.
That is absolutely incorrect, as a matter of fact. The state definitely does, and their own experts specifically said, and it's on record 5, page 204, which they allege we incorrectly cited, but we did not. They specifically said that the underground mine would have collapsed with or without the state's mining.
The court is expected to return a decision in coming weeks. Complete oral arguments can be heard online at sd.net. I'm SDPB's CJ Keen.
Sanford Health is expanding virtual care to more than 24 rural nursing homes across the state. The MyCare line connects long-term caregivers in those facilities with registered nurses and advanced practice providers. The new service will extend to 27 Good Samaritan skilled nursing and assisted living homes across 14 South Dakota communities. A release from Sanford Health says half of these communities have a population of 1,000 or less, and some require up to an hour's drive to get to the nearest major medical center. The new virtual service is intended to enhance existing expertise in rural areas and to assist those on-the-ground caregivers during off hours. My Care Line services will run during the overnight hours on weekdays and 24 hours on the weekends. This latest announcement is a part of Sanford Health's $350 million investment in virtual care initiatives. I'm SDPB's Patrick Williams. And that is your daily news update. Be sure to check back here Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You can follow us on social media as well, so be sure to check out SDPB's Facebook, Instagram, and X pages. Thanks for listening.